Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yebazibwe nyabo Uganda.
Praise Jesus much, brethren.
Kulikeyo mulanchi.
Welcome back from this physical lunch.
Tetuagala okufuna ekyeggulo.
And we also want to get the spiritual supper.
Yes.
It is time to eat in supper of our spirit in the word of God that he spoke of, saying that in the latter days people will run mountains in the valleys to seeking for the word of God, but they will never see it. We too, God has blessed us to see his word, even to eating it. Because he speaks saying that, God, your word appeared and I ate it. And I spoke.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Now,
we don't want to take a lot of time. But we told you we are going to see the summary of the heavenly journey. We are going to see the summary of the heavenly biblical journey.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We're going to be seeing the summary of the 7 years heavenly biblical journey from the year 2005 to 2011, in the series of the spiritual transports, where there is the vision, the dreams, the trance, where there is the Azotus, where there is the Urim and the Thummim.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And this heavenly journey, God intended to be able to fulfill the worldwide call which has based on the nation of Uganda. And God has called all nations to work with him in the final work on this planet earth. And that work, it's the revival and restoration of all things to be known the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever. And that we are to do it, passing through restoring the everlasting gospel of salvation, the gospel which was preached to all creations in heaven and earth, in fighting the material gain gospel of the world and the selling of miracles, which has caused many to become enemies towards God, and they fall in hell. Even the world falls in the midst of many curses, as you see today. And now, this everlasting gospel of salvation, we understood it's the gospel of the kingdom of God, and we understood the kingdom of God, and it is the Holy Spirit. And we understood that gospel of the kingdom of God, they are the holy scriptures which were brought by the Holy Spirit right from the Father in heaven and from his Christ. And we were told it is involving also to seeking righteousness, as we seek for the kingdom of God and the righteousness, which we understood it comes from believing, and the faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. And without the scriptures and to doing them, there is no righteousness. Praise Jesus much. We headed on to the kingdom of heaven, and we reached to the key of the full knowledge, which opens up the kingdom of heaven in revealing all secrets of the kingdom of heaven. Because when we heard in Matthew 23 verse 14, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they had stood to the door entering the kingdom of heaven, and themselves never enter, and we too try God to enter, and we were hindered. But the way they hinder us, Luke chapter 11 verse 52, said they take away the key of knowledge, and themselves can never enter, and we too we never enter. For without knowledge of the kingdom of heaven cannot be revealed. So we want to head on to this, our journey of heaven,
obufunzi
in the summary
obugendo lweggulu wata mu Bible yokumala emyaka musanvu
of the 7 years heavenly biblical journey
kuva omwaka 2025
from the year 2005 from the year 2005
mpaka 2010
up to 2011
ontambulizo omwo
in the spiritual transports
okuri okuri sibwa
where there is the vision
ebiroto
the dreams
okuchusibwa
the trans
azotas
azotas
samimu
famim
na yurim
and the yurim
izontambula za moyo tujazi somako
those are spiritual transports we shall study of them
zosobola koiso kugenda mbaka baka bo mugu
those you can use to go to the kingdom of heaven when you've not died
kubasibuli afanti agenda yo mugu
not everyone dying that they go there to in heaven
abamba koma wali mugena
kibagwa and there in hell where they fall
ukwambula omubiri obache tuito okufa
unclothing the body or what we call dying
sikachantambule chituwala mugu
it's not a type of transport which takes us to heaven
atesi abara biguru okusoka
and not that those who saw heaven before
tibaso kukufa
that they first died
erori takulimba
and someone should not deceive you
when nafudao katona nantu wala mugu
that when I died then God took me in heaven
banabbi na abatume
the prophets and apostles
bara biguru
they saw heaven
ete kuri no mwa gamba au nafwa
but none of them says that when I died
wenjogera kurugendo lweguru
when I speak of the heavenly journey
nafwa,
do not think I died I never died
navanga mubiri
I checked out of the body
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much.
So twagala okolekera olugendo wafe no
lwegulu. So we want to hear on this our journey of heaven.
Na yenga achenja galo soko kutegeza.
But what I want to first tell you.
Olugendo lwegulu.
The heavenly journey.
Olugendo lwange nawe.
It's my journey and your journey.
Olugendo lwafe fe naba jja kunsi.
A journey of all of us who come on this world.
Abana babantu.
The children of men.
No butonde bonna.
Even all the creations.
Buli mobili ogulimu omwoyo.
Everybody having a spirit.
Buli mulugendo lwegulu.
It's within the heavenly journey.
Kubanga bwetwajja kunsi binaje twava.
We came on this world, this is where we came from.
Abasinga bawulira olugendo lwegulu.
Most when they hear the heavenly journey.
Batendo okuluuza.
They usually think.
Ti olugendo lwa mutume.
That is apostles journey.
Zenajanga kitabo cha kujukiza.
Me, I came as a book to remind you.
Ibikwatagana no lugendo luloliko.
Concerning your journey that you are on to.
Olugendo lweguru.
The heavenly journey.
Olugendo lwoburokozi.
The journey of salvation.
Olugendo lwokudde waffe muguru.
The journey of going back home in heaven.
Zendi kitabo cha kujukiza.
Me, I am a book of remembrance.
Chogerwa kenyumara kisuri yokusoka.
Spoken of most in Malachi chapter 3.
Olunyiri olwe 10 na omukaga.
Verse 16.
Ngagamba bwati.
And he says like this.
Malachi esure yokusatu. Nolu nyiriri olwe 10 na omukaga.
Malachi chapter 3 verses 16.
Awaba abatya mukama ne bogeragana bokka na bokka. Mukama naulira, mukama naawuliriza, naawulira. Ekitabo ekyokujjukiza ne kibawandikirwa mu maaso ge. Aba abatya mukama ne balowooza erinnya lye.
Then they that feared the Lord spoke often one to another. And the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name.
Ibo mwali munonya mukama.
As we are seeking for God,
nga enjiri eyo bakabaka bo muguru ebuzi.
And the gospel of the kingdom of heaven is no more.
Nadala kubasajja na bakazi abashinga ku myaka.
On the men and women who are older than us.
Abali bawulideko ku njiri ye gurumbire ebyali.
Those who have ever had the gospel of heaven in eras bar.
Nabara batwocha ali.
And they see it's no more there.
Kwe murugunyane kusuka mitima jamu ya Katonda.
Increased more in your hearts towards God.
Katonda naba wandikire kitabo chokujukiza.
And God wrote you a book of remembrance.
Abajukize wafe muguru.
That reminds you our home is in heaven.
Era tuli murugendo.
And we are right in the journey.
Umusajja munya yimba.
One man sang a song.
Kankano utachari uya
kwa. Right now is no more there he fell.
Yagama tuli murugendo urugenda muguru.
We are in a journey going into heaven.
Sima nyoba yarubikulirwa.
I don't know whether he was revealed.
Oba yafuka kapanda akaragira kusomero ngakote kagenda.
He became a signpost directing you to a school yet it does not go there to study by itself.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus much.
Wonda bila wano.
As you see me of here.
Murugendo ro gururu.
In that heavenly journey.
Ndi kitabo cha kujukiza joni.
I am a book of remembrance unto you.
Murugendo ruo.
It is your journey.
Murugendo ruange.
It is my journey.
Murugendo ruo butonde bonno buli kunsi.
A journey of all creations those on this earth.
Kusingira dala bana baba.
Mostly the children of men.
Kubanga bobe batachimanyi
because them are the ones who do not know that.
Nebuli bobutonde buchimanyi
but all the other creations they know that.
Erabo bubuza
and when you ask them
buyinzo okukuyigiriza kunsongeze
they can teach you on those issues.
Boba manyi tunomalize mirimu tudde muguru.
They know that we have to finish up works here we go back home in heaven.
Babiringa ba malaika
and they will be like angels.
Neyata bana babantu bote bamanyi.
Yet children of men they do not know that.
Basinga basubiro bazike masaka
mostly expect to be buried in Masaka
Ruwero
and the other places. When you ask the pastor, you, any person, where do they bury you? They bury us in this place. Who tells you that you will be buried? They will bury that body, but your spirit will never be buried. It has to rise up, go back to heaven. What is threatening? You cannot go to the Father when you've not reconciled with Him. You will fall in hell. We are right in that journey. And you too, you are in that journey. But me, I have told you, on behalf of full knowledge, which has to lead Uganda in the worldwide call, even for Uganda, that's to lead all nations. God took me and brought me back as a book of remembrance to you concerning the heavenly journey. In the 1 Timothy 6:7, he speaks as he says like this. 1 Timothy 6:7. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry out nothing. Yes. You know, we brought nothing on this world. People they speak to, they brought nothing. And they have to get out when they have taken nothing. You expect they might have come from where? We brought nothing. We shall go back with nothing. Still in that same journey we came, but we have to get back. What is threatening to happen on you? It's the Creator that sent you on the world, you reconcile with Him. That you can go back to Him, our Father in heaven. But you fail and never make it. As we have leaders who are blind of eyes, who no more remember where we came from. But right now they lead us to throw us in the pits of hell. That is hell. Praise Jesus much. The time has come. God to give you shepherds, apostles, prophets, evangelists, the teachers, and they have knowledge and understanding that they can lead you. And Lord, He destroys a generation of pastors who have no knowledge. That is truth. You who has heard, run quick. You get knowledge immediate. That your generation may not perish with those without knowledge. We are in a journey. We don't want to be put on this world. You packed it on us in eating and drinking. But in the journey, we can never settle before we arrive. A world has a sign which shows. Not yet settled. We have not yet reached home. Every time we are shifting, those bought lands, they sell them off, go to other places. Then those who build houses, they get tired of those places. And they shift. And they show that no, here is not our home. We've not yet reached our home citizenship.
We keep
shifting from a village to a village. Seated to a city. But what troubles in our hearts? Our inner man is yearning. He shows we are in the journey. And we have not yet reached back where we came from. Praise Jesus
much.
Men like the prophet Abraham. Those who love most to be our forefathers in the faith. Them, they knew that they are strangers on this earth. And they knew that they had a journey to move. Child of God. I don't want you to waste your time. The world, we eat on the leaves on it. That is truthful. There is where you're heading on to. The tree of the world, you leave it, others are still coming. Don't rush with the world. You're going to leave it, leaves on it. You will get off it. You have to get back where you came from. What is threatening not to reach back? In the midst of that, where is a valley? In the valley of hell, where you will fall for not being righteous. Praise Jesus much. The truth is like this. Hebrews chapter 11. The men, those we follow in the faith towards God. For example, Abraham, Isaac and Jacob. They understood it. That on this world, we are strangers. And indeed we are riding the journey. Which goes back home in heaven. We were in heaven's many years. Even though you may not remember. Let's read Hebrews 11. Abebulaniya esule ye 11 no runyiriyo lwomunana. Hebrews chapter 11 from verse 8. Oroko kiriza Ibrahimu bo yayitibwa naulira nokugenda nagenda mu kifo kye yali agenda okuwebwa okuba obusika. Navayo ngatamanja agenda. By faith Abraham when he was called to go out into a place which he should later receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing where he went. Verse
9.
By faith, he sojourned in the land of the promise, as in a foreign land, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. Verse 10.
Kubanga banonya ekibuga kiri ekirina emisingi Katonda kye yakuba kye yazimba.
For he looked for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Have you seen that? They knew it. We are strangers. There is a city we are looking for. We are going to find it in the first created heaven, in the realm above. They knew this. You, Abraham, you say that perhaps your father in faith. Their faith was saying they are strangers on this earth. And they were satisfied that they have to reach their home in heaven. According to verse 13, he speaks saying like this. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13.
Abobona bafira mukukiriza. Ngatebaweredwa ebyasuubizibwa naye nga babirengerera wala era nga babiramusa era nga batula nga bagenyi era batambuze ku nsi.
These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. Yes. When they were promised Canaan of this earth, and they saw they got old without reaching there for the seasons of God, and they had the rightful Canaan of heaven they saw,
and
so far in the wisdom and understanding, they understood we are strangers on this earth. We are exiles here. Now you stranger.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Amen.
How dare you get proof that here is your citizenship? Here, planet Earth, where we are. Indeed, there is a provision, and it is great. Our Lord, when he came on the world to seek for the lost sheep, indeed, we were sheep which had gotten lost. We didn't remember we are right in the journey. And we don't remember our home in heaven. And we decided to eat off the world. But you're going to eat off only leaves. It will end when it's killed you. Because he told you, the love of the world is enmity towards God. Now I want to tell you that here on this world all the long,
you never
gotten comfort that you have arrived. You never be here. The problem will be taken from here,
and you'll
be taken to a place you'd never expect. For those who lead you, they are blind of eyes, and they throw you in the bottomless pit. In hell, they didn't show you your home in heaven, even though How you will be there in which manners and conduct of being there. But they forced us eat the world. And they said we eat nations. And they told us all the neighbors we claim their lands. And they born again where they are. They worried of them to claim the lands of the neighbors. They claim the lands of the neighbors. My goodness. Friends, you think those not yet born again, God does not love them? Did you begin when you are saved?
Yes,
praise Jesus. Read me verse 14 we hear. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 14. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. Yes. Now don't you see? You attach yourself most to Abraham. You have headed your way. Abraham too headed his own way. Me, I see you've headed the way to
Abraham
hell. Abraham went to the way to going home to heaven.
Don't
you see you're totally different from Abraham? You're totally different from Isaac. And if they dare bring him here, he denies you all the time. The children of Israel, one day they prayed a prayer, they said, in the Isaiah 64, I think the verse 8, and they said, oh Lord, you are our father.
Though
Abraham does not know us, for they headed elsewhere, Abraham to elsewhere. Now we, all day long, we worship the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He said, leave me alone. There's nothing I know of you.
Abraham
moved to the way back to home in heaven. You have headed to the way to eat the world and fall in hell.
Now,
God of Abraham, you call him forward. Let's read Isaiah. The heavenly journey we began on it. We still get explained its meaning. I told you the journey moved to the Bible. I have not a story to speak to you. I have the word of God in the journey of heavens. Isaiah chapter 63, verses 16.
Kubanga gwe kitaffe, ne wankubadde nga Ibrahimu tatumanyi. Sona Isirayiri nga tatukiriza. Gwe, ayi mukama, gwe kitaffe, omununuzi waffe, okuva emirembe n'emirembe, lyerinnya lyo.
Doubtless, you are our father, though Abraham is ignorant of us, and Israel acknowledges us not. You, O Lord, are our father, our redeemer. Your name is from everlasting. Yes. Now you see. Children of you say that Lord, though Abraham does not know us, Isaac and Jacob, that we are gotten different. Because God is ashamed even to be called their God. If you don't think of heavens and how we go back there, it's very shameful. You got to be called your God. Him got to be your God. He said, you go away. You wild cat of a child. You know, a wild cat of a child, how they appear. They rebelled from their father and they even left home and ran away. And they don't expect to come back. Now we have wild cats. They are wild cats of children in the church. They don't even to go to heavens, they are eating the world. There are ministers who minister to us, those we called our masters. And they say they are servants of God. If they perverted off the roads and they got lost. Someone is wondering. So they set him to keep pointing like that. That is what they call revival and restoration. When it revives, it points a lot. How shall we revive what is not pointed, a finger that is wrong?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Listen,
verse 15 and 16 in Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 15 and 16. Hebrews chapter 11, verse
15.
And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from which they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. Verse
16.
But now they desire a better country, that is a heavenly. Therefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. Yes. They sought for the country of heaven. And God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he prepared a city for them. Jesus, while in the world in John 14, verses 1 to 3, Father's house, there are many storied mansions. Now I'm going to prepare them for you. I chased out Satan and his demons from there. Jesus, when he ascended heaven, Satan and his fallen angels were cast out of there. Heaven is clean. The Father has prepared the heavenly journey. It's very interesting. For we hear as we read it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Not these stories of some of our brethren who came out and they said that in heaven, there are incomplete structures there. You people, Satan took you in the ocean. For in Ezekiel 27, in the ocean is where they are still building, not heavens. The devils are still building under the ocean. Praise Jesus much. Anytime you don't look to journey going back from the heavens, God feels ashamed when you speak that he is your God. You diff me, I don't know you.
Matthew
7:21, it's what it says, that many will come saying, Lord, Lord, we preach the gospel in your name, we cast demons, we heal sicknesses, and you say, I've not known of you. Depart from me, you rebellious ones. They sent you preach heaven.
Many
people go back home in heaven. You rather fed them to eat the world. God gets ashamed to many ministers in the whole world and they claim that he is their God. Don't
see
even the heavenly country. You don't show it to your brethren. Not shown their strangers on the earth. But you claim he's your God. I've never known you. You know Philippians 3:20. He speaks as he says like this. Philippians chapter 3, verse
20.
For our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes. For our citizenship is in heaven. Wait, a Savior come for us, we go back there. But what threatening for him come for us?
Each person,
everyone is being picked in his own turn. Yes. He can come for you even today. Until he'll come
picking us.
The general picking us together. Yes. This time he picks you individually. When they find you not aligned yourself, our home is heaven. If someone say our home is heaven, let's say someone say our home is in America and they base here in Uganda, they have ever lived there,
all
there are parents of him there.
You
think Bible is falsely chosen that our home is in heaven? We have ever been there. We have ever been there. And Ecclesiastes says 12:7, that the body is to go back in the dust where it came from. The spirit go back to God who gave it. He who gave it lives where? You still hold on that body. But you, inside the body, you are the original. Your home is heaven, not Masaka, not Buyikwe, not Wero, not Mukono.
Si Japan.
Not Japan.
Si ani, Asia.
Asia.
Si Europe.
Not Europe.
Si America.
Not America.
Eyo naje muzungi demo seno.
There you've wandered on this world.
Kukuba kuzunga tutali mukuzunga
mugenda. Wandering in this journey.
Nabana abazunzi
ba. Look at people wanderers.
What are you going to even
say? Somebody is saying.
Kati utali se tuvuma.
Began to abuse us.
Bana tuli bazunzi
kuzi. We are wanderers in this world. Until we shall reach home in heaven. Where you came from, you know where to as you reached here. You know where you came from. You're still wondering. You will settle in the city of God. Anytime you wake up in the morning, you move. You don't know where you will end. But you'll find yourself gotten where to sleep. Others never sleep, they wander throughout the night.
But
threatening, they walk with their luggage of sins. To prove the problem which happened on us, there is even a form of getting mad. Ecclesiastes says, I saw all people on the world and they are mad. But that I proved it. A mad person on this world, he has the gospel they preach, that they have not their home. They keep wandering places.
It
shows that people got lost.
They
always shifting on the cars with their luggage, others on the heads, others on their back. And the mad person is a person who totally forgets their home. Don't forget your home is heaven.
I did not say that,
but you concluded yourself. A mad person. Drag them, I take you back home to heaven. Let's go. They don't remember there. Children of men, they fell mad.
This
time we are healing you of that madness gradually.
The
way you forget your home in heaven.
Look,
those who are leading us, typical mad people. You know, one day God told me that you know those who are most wicked, they ruled over those who are a bit righteous, that those who are most wicked are ones standing on the pulpits, because they are so dry they no more get ashamed of me. Now they rule over those who fear me a little. They are ready to abuse and speak in vulgar. Those who fear are the ones seated and they listen. Now the truth is, a human being who came from Adam, they fell mad.
Don't
remember their home in heaven. Now those who are so mad, they are the ones who lead the others.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But God has saved us, be led by mad people, and he saved us of madness. Now, mad people have another problem. They are on the rubbish dumps praising themselves. Men, here where I sleep, I sleep in California. They build their small structures, they call them storage houses. They cook their food right there on the rubbish dump. That is the plant after you ice. It is filled of rubbish, yet you claim this is your home. To prove madness is of a great high level. We call you, we clothe you a garment of heavens, you refuse. You want the rugs of this world.
You would have
even patched your trousers to prove your level of madness.
Uh. Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus.
Has he said Philippians
3:20? Our home is in heaven. If you don't remember there, madness raised levels.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But medicine has already come. That of the mad people. Medicine of the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
The
gospel is interesting to hear. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 7. That body you hold onto it go back to the dust. You
have
go back to one who gave you coming on the world as you came from heaven. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse
7. Omoyo, negudeli katonde ya gugaba.
Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Yes.
Omoyo, gwagwino kudeli katonde ya gugaba.
The spirit has to go back to God who gave it.
Wavawa.
Where did you come from? Our Father who sent you, where is he who sent you here? Every day we pray a prayer.
In
Luke chapter 11 verse 2. That our Father in heaven. Now we ask ourselves, the children, how they reach on this world?
It
be that your father is in America, yet you are in Uganda. How did you reach here? Now let me ask, if our father is in heaven, we as children, how did we come out of this world? How did we arrive? What did we do to him? Look at the children of God. Their elder came here recently on the earth.
So,
you come to know that the Father is in heaven. And we got mad and we are not. Our Lord Jesus, our elder, the child among the children, he was sent, come to remind us, the Father is in heaven. We don't have any other father on the earth.
Before
we have now spiritual fathers. Now I am not your spiritual father. I can become the father who begats in the gospel. But I cannot bath your spirit. All those who speak that you are spiritual fathers, they are things of darkness which entered the gospel. Where did you ever read that? Read me Luke 11, we see. Luke chapter 11, verses 1.
Bweyamala kubayigirizwa bomu na mugamba nti mukama waffe tuyigirize okusaba era nga Yokana bweyayigiriza abayigirizwa be.
And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. Verses 2.
Nabagamba nti bwe muba musabanga mugambe nga nti kitaffe tikitaffe ali muggulu. Erinnya lyo litukuzibwe, obwakabaka bwo bujje, byoyagala bikolebwe ku nsi nga bwe bikolebwa mu ggulu.
And he said unto them, when you pray, say, Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done as it is in heaven. We pray the Father in heaven. The children, they are on this earth. What are they doing? How did they reach here? How did you come here? And they say, Father is in heaven. Your father to be in heaven, you are on the world. What did you do to him? For example, your father is an Englishman. He's right in London. You are here. And you speak to us. My father is an Englishman.
We
first ask you, what did you do to him to abandon you here in Uganda? But those who speak them, there are some television I see that word on them, that the
prayer of the
Lord's prayer. Yes, the Lord's prayer. Who tells you it is the Lord's prayer? It is our prayer.
It's
us who asked him, teach us how we should pray. It is not for the Lord, it is ours. Now to say the Lord's prayer, it's as you told him, teach us how to pray.
So
when you pray prayer like this, it is our prayer. It's not for the Lord. The other, you think, how did we darken his name? For it has to be cleansed. When we did things, he never commanded us. In the name of Jesus,
he
darkened his name. The way to cleanse it, repent and to change what we have been doing. And to say that it will be done on earth as it's done in heaven. It's to say that we learn heaven. He sent us on the earth.
We
practice things done in heaven. That by the time we reach there, and we connect with angels there. But it's with the complication, you want to go to heaven.
You're
going to be with angels who don't have
prosperity.
You have unwise king has consumed you.
Now when
you
know
you reach, say to yourself, I am too much of a wiseacre. You speak it to yourself.
Wanted
us to know things done in heaven, how they done. Send us on this world to align ourselves.
And we be taught
the manners of being in heaven. For when we went in the garden,
Adam,
passing through Adam, we failed to flow with the ways of heaven. And chased us from the garden. And we sent on this world to align ourselves. After getting lost, God has brought back the journey of heaven.
They
have moved in the Bible for 7 years. As the book of remembrance
on
all nations of this world, to be able to lead the worldwide call
that
is given the nation of Uganda, to speak of the proof that he called us on behalf of nations. In Matthew 23:9, our Lord Jesus told us these words. Who would have told you but? Tell us what? How does he begot us? Matthew 23:9.
Kubanga kitamu aliyomu alimuguru.
And call no man your father upon the earth. For one is your father who is in heaven. Yes. Don't call anyone on this earth your father. For your father is in heaven.
Did
refuse us our physical fathers. He refused the spiritual fathers.
He's
the father to our spirits. The spirit that within your body. You, the original person who uses the body and you begin to play the fingers. You know, you use it to say yourself, this my hand. Who owns the hand? You, the spirit. This my eye. As if you say my cloth. You, the original, you are in there. You have to go back to your home in heaven. But look to things you are into. Look to your leaders, what they have put you in. That they are leaders in the Lord. According to Hebrews chapter 12 and the verse 9, him God is the one who begot spirits. No one among children of men who can begot a spirit.
Refuse
to call any person fathers to our spirits. For the father of spirits is in heaven. Listen to some pastors. Darkness of ignorance which has been in the world. And
they
have been claiming, I am your spiritual father. When did you begot that spirit? Read me that verse. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 9. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh who corrected us and we gave them reverence. shall we not much more rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? You see, You are a father of a body. You as a child. Even the one who begot you. He did a spirit. They did a contract with God.
Say,
you birth the body, I will bring the spirit.
For
if I don't put the spirit in that body, you will not get a child. Those have been on us on this world. And the pastor, they say they conceived. They conceive. All of them.
Somebody
said that this person conceived. They go check this. The child in there. And the sack is empty. God never brought the
contract.
But he aborted the contract, refused it.
They
have done shares, he said, bath the body, I will bath the spirit.
No,
any other person can bath our spirits. Our Father is in heaven, we came from there. And we just begot here in the gospel.
That
it's me who was first in it. And I became the head within it. And that Apostle Paul by the Holy Spirit spoke it.
Basing
in the 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Though you have many instructors, but you don't have many fathers. For I begot you in the gospel.
He's
never birthed in our spirits. I don't know even where you get such a word. You people live children of God.
And
he said, for boy, our spiritual father. And we live. Read me Corinthians, we see. First Corinthians chapter 4, verse 14.
Ebyo sibiwandika kubakwasa nsonyi.
I write not these things to shame you, but as my beloved sons, I warn you. Verse
15.
For though you have 10,000 instructors in Christ, you yet have not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus, I have begotten you through the gospel. Yes.
He
begot them in the gospel. Today the pastors who decide to say,
all
children of God who say we are under apostle, I am not your spiritual father. No. Me, I've just begotten you in the gospel. Judgment is there to steal children of God that you begot them. And you hand them go back home in heaven. Now the question is, you know how God begot these spirits? If you know, then you can become the father of spirits. I will not go into that. You know, the Holy Spirit prayed a prayer. He said, that, oh Lord, you are our Father. For you are the porter. He formed the bodies, the spirits. He did need a woman. You know, Muslims, that's what you understand. You know, issue of men and women. And when we tell you God gives birth, your thoughts get corrupted. And you sleep in a bed with a woman. You said that. Born again. God's to give birth, you need to get explained. But the way you birth this is how you can fail on it. For even bananas birth the little ones. But never seen them getting a man there. Sugar canes give birth to little ones. They get a man. Now get to understanding. Now the Muslim knows. God gives birth. He doesn't give birth. When it thinks of giving birth, you know, if you want to be a fornicator, you enter in that religion. Satan put there, it's a refugee of adulterers and fornicators. I don't abuse, it's the truth. Allow you to marry four women, even above. Is that not fornication and adultery? And that is not our God way.
For
our God created one man and one woman and joined them to become one flesh. You know, Satan knew their people and them. They would not give up on fornication. He created a refuge for them. That he rests them there until he will kill them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now don't get angered. How does he birth spirits? He births them like this. Isaiah chapter 64 verses
8. Nawe mubumbi wafe. Na fefe na tulimulimu gwa mukono gwo.
But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are our potter, and we all are the work of your hands. What makes him our Father? Our spirits, he just formed them. He formed them with his hands. And from his fullness we were given. John chapter 1 verse 16. Now those, I will not go into them. Remember, we fell from grace of being sons and children when we sinned in Adam. Grace is restored in the Christ Jesus our Master. That's what speaks in the John chapter 1 verse 12. Always you believe the name of Jesus. He gave them right to become children again. Because in Adam we had become illegitimate children. Those I'll speak of them the other time.
So
the issue of the heavenly journey, it's my journey and your journey. It's the journey of all people in Africa,
Europe,
in Europe,
America,
in America,
Australia,
in Austria,
Asia,
Asia, in all the highlands, every creation under the sun, the heavenly journey, they are still in that journey until we shall go home back in heaven. Threatening God comes for one by one at this time. Now there are those who get lost along the way, for they didn't align themselves. That's the first part on the heavenly journey as I speak of it. In Jeremiah chapter 22 verse 10, he says, do not cry for the one who dies. There is one who dies and is the body, but we weep for the one going, for he has not been able to make it to their home country. Many have gotten lost in the middle there. You know, when you check out of planet Earth, this one, you head on ahead, moving ahead in heaven. If you did align yourself with God, they throw you in hell, the bottomless pit. You don't ascend to the door of heaven. Then you enter the city of God, as you see that image right there. Those who've gotten lost along in the middle for not aligning the earth, for not knowing they have to go home back in heaven. After the gospel was changed much, there is a great perversion on this world. Let us read we hear. Jeremiah chapter 22 verse 10.
Temukabira maziga oyafa. Sote mumukungu bagira. Nemu mukabire nyonyini ya maziga oyagenda. Kubanga tachada na te sote lirabansiye wawe.
Weep not for the dead, neither bemoan him, but weep bitterly for him that goes away, for he shall return no more, and no see his native country. Yes. Do not cry for this one dying. When you call me that this is of pray for the dead bodies. You know, we don't pray for dead bodies here. We don't do that. At least we pray for the ones who have remained and preach the word to them.
You see,
I've not brought a tear on me. Me, I don't cry for dead bodies. I cry for the one who has gone because their home country in heaven is not arrived there. What show is not arrived? Bible says you see them by their fruits. Friend, what you've been doing, explain where you have headed on to after checking from the body. But because the world is full of hypocrisy, even a thief, they pray for him, they say, this the body has been holy. It has done good things on the village. The one they have shot when they have found them in adultery, they scorned that dead body, and the one was gone. And they are treacherous, hypocritical. This person has been so good on our village and this city. Me, when you call me, I'll tell you the truth. For you two will be knowing it. I'll tell you, he's not reached home. He's not gone to heaven's friends. He has fallen in hell. The rest align yourselves. There they say, Apostle, we shall no more call you. We are used to hypocrisy. Don't call me. I will tell you the truth. For you two, you'll be knowing it. That person has four white women. And is a fornicator around.
Deceived
the world that they copy what he has been doing. Tell them the truth. This person, he has gone badly.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But this heavenly journey, the second session we've moved to, there was not death involved. From the 2005 up to 2011, there were spiritual transports, where there is the vision, the dreams, the trance, the azotas,
Urim,
and the Thummim. Those are the transports God picked me all the long, or to speak with me while on this world, or to open up heavens and I see it while on this world, or to unclothe the body and proceed on, because the Holy Spirit always picked me with seven groups of angels. I didn't die, me.
Me,
I cannot die, me, the original. Me, the spirit, I die what? The body I checked out of it, I left it there. And I came back,
clothed
my overall of this body. The issues of death, they don't concern me. 7 years, you check from the body, you come back, you think more what of it. When you don't clothe it, what happens to it and it does what to you? Now bodies, we unclothe them. And bodies, it is not us. And those you looked in the mirror and you say, my. I look very beautiful. You may not even have seen yourself before.
But
those who go in dreams and visions, you have ever seen yourselves, the originals. Here the body is divided, it's gone elsewhere. That one who moves in that world is the original person. You come back, you say, I was in America and I was seeing everything.
You
say, take away, we are sleeping here. But did you see me?
What have you been?
You saw my body, me, I had checked out.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much.
So what are you talking about?
So there are spiritual transports. Those God pass through to visit his children on this earth.
All
them to go visit him. I will not list one by one of them. But according to Numbers 12, verse
6,
God is free to visit you or you visit him in the spiritual transport. Let us read we here. Numbers chapter 12, verse
6. Ebigambo byange. Obanga munabanga mumwe nabbi. Nze Mukama neetegeezanga gyali mukolesebwa. Nayogeranga naye mu kirooto.
And he said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I the Lord will make myself known unto him in a vision, and will speak unto him in a dream. Yes.
Mukama yagamba.
God said,
he will appear
to us in a vision, and speak with us in a dream. It means
it
visits you, those are transports
and
you two there the same you're yours. If you are to meet him, let me tell you, death
is
not a transport which takes you to heaven. Not. The other is an angel. When we shall reach to speak of the angels of death, the one they call death is living, he walks this earth. He shepherds the wicked people. Death is not a word. Death is an angel. He uses sickness. He uses famine, the sword and the breast to shepherd the wicked people on the world. And he kills them in pain
when
knocked their spirit to check them out of the body. Many cry and they said, this man is taking me away. You don't know him. Even now their houses of people is entering in now. In the evening they come pick many spirits. In the morning, they usually check out of planets. They leave a few of them on this earth.
That's why
in the night, they are taking spirits. We shall reach even that. A dream, a vision, the trance, the famine,
Azotus,
and the Urim, they are spiritual transports. There is none of the prophets who said that when I died and I saw the Lord, you tell me one prophet than is in this Bible. Tell me of any apostle
said,
when I died and I saw the Lord, when I was there and I was dead, you don't even understand. You died
what?
You were dead, yet you are elsewhere. What dies does it understand?
Job chapter
20, verses 8. Job chapter 20, verses 8.
Anaabuukanga ng'ekirooto so talabikenga. Weewaawo, anaagoberwanga ddala ng'okwolesebwa okw'ekiro.
He shall fly away as a dream and shall not be found. Yea, he shall be chased away as a vision of the night. Yes. When the sea shall fly away as a dream, the aeroplane is what we know which flies.
Ekirooto kiduka.
Dream, it runs.
Kikunona mu mubiri awo nga tebalaba.
It picks you in the body and they don't see.
Kika kya ntambula bamalaika bazikozesa n'omwoyo omutukuvu.
Transport the angels and the Holy Spirit use them.
Neba dividing emyo gyaffe ne batwalako n'olaba mu kitundu
kye. And the divider spirits, they take us to places.
Okwolesebwa kika kya ntambula.
A vision is the type of transport.
Nandi nyonyodde zonna.
I would have explained all.
Okwolesebwa.
The vision. The dream,
the
trance, the Azotus, the Urim,
Samim,
the Thummim. But time cannot allow me. I said I'll give them to you in summary.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now the truth is like this. All people released messages from the year 2005 that they died and went to heaven. It is not where they went. For in the same year,
it's
when I went in the heavenly journey. But we totally differ from them. When we were in the heavenly journey, the Lord told me, one of why I've taken you in the heavenly journey, Satan has prepared to deceive my people.
ng'atwara abantu mu nyanja,
and he takes people under the ocean,
n'abalaga eby'omu nyanja,
and he shows them things of the ocean,
wano nga babalimanti babadde mu lugendo,
and they come back deceive you that they were in the heavenly
journey, Yesu n'abanona,
and that Jesus came for them,
n'abayisa mu tamino,
he passed them in the tunnels.
Izo tamino za wali
wansi, those tunnels in the ocean down there. I would have spoken much on that issue. And he told me, you're going to wait for 7 years. Even addition of 2 years. And you don't speak. Don't mind any person that has seen things of heaven. Prove you first get explained everything.
Before
you hear, the heavenly journey was there in 2005.
Yet,
years have passed when you don't hear it. He first left the con men bring false message. Praise Jesus much. Now the session we move to, the journey began on the planet Earth to move on to other 9 planets. The journey began on the planet Earth. Someone can stand there on that banner and begin to show you from the planet Earth to head on to other 9 planets. It begins from there. That's why we began, as they tell you, 1 Timothy 6:7. We brought nothing on this world. We shall go back with nothing. As we came, we reached here. As we move from here to move on. That's 1 Timothy 6:7. Let's repeat it.
Timoseo chisoka esule yomukaga nolu nyiriyo musanvu.
1 Timothy 6:7.
Kubanga tetwaita kintu munsi. Kubanga era tetuyinza kujja mu kintu.
For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. Our heavenly journey, or is it ended on this earth and it moves right here to head back? I told you it's a journey moved to the Bible. And it proves the life of the Bible. Everything spoken within it, it's living. It is there. And if you speak it, you do not twist it. But when you change its meaning, that you've gotten out, it's not there. Praise Jesus. And we all are in this planet called the planet Earth.
Planet Earth.
That word planet Earth, it means the habitable Earth. And our Lord speaks of it most in the Proverbs chapter 8, verse 31. And he says like this. Let's come from verse 30. And we enter verse 31.
Engero esule yomunana noru nyiriri olamakumi asatu.
Proverbs chapter 8:30.
Kale nzenga ndiawo jali ngomu koza. Era bulijjo yasanyukiranga. Nganja guliza bulijjo mumasoge.
Then I was by him like a master workman, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him.
Asatu murumu.
Verse 31.
Ngansanyukire nsiye ebere kamu.
Rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth, and my delights were with the sons of men. That is the planet earth, where there liveth children of men. And here we just came here. When he said rejoice over the habitable earth, he showed you the other planets where you cannot live there. And that's why though the whites have gone on them, they say you cannot live there as human beings. Now Proverbs 8:31, it speaks direct of this planet earth. But it explains you straight that there are other planets. There are other planets. And those planets, they are spoken of most in the 2 Kings, chapter 23:5.
2
Kings chapter 23 verse 5.
Najjawo bakabona abasinze ebifaananyi nti bakabaka ba Yuda basekabaka ekyokubiri essuula ya 23:5
Second Kings chapter 23 verse 5
Najjawo bakabona abasinze ebifaananyi bakabaka ba Yuda bebayawula okwotereza obubaani mu bifo ebigulumivu mu bibuga bya Yuda ne mu bifo ebyetoolodde Yerusaalemi n'abo abaawetolerezanga obubaani baali n'enjuba n'omwezi Nezi planets ne munyenye ne jeryonna eriyo muguru
and he put down the idolatrous priests whom the kings of Judah had ordained to burn incense in the high places in the cities of Judah and in the places round about Jerusalem them also that burn the incense unto Baal to the sun and to the moon and to the planets and to all the hosts of heaven yes
mu bible zo luganda
in the luganda bibles
ekigambo planet
the word planets
uyinza obutakisanga
you may not find it there but use most the english versions
umanya abafunura bible yo luganda basoka
those printed the luganda bibles those who did it first
baganda afa wakatuli kina protestants
catholics and the protestants
baite banategera planet bakivunura
bati they had not yet understood how to interpret the word planets and they put there what they found but you connect the English Bible it will tell you of the other planets those which were given names which were not theirs when I will come the other time as we see the fullness of this planet earth where we are
where there
are underground bunkers under the ocean where the devil sits even whatever is on the planet earth when we shall be explained the rightful names of the other nine planets but right now these names they have like Mercury nearing the sun where there is Venus next to the planet Earth above it then below we have Mars then Jupiter and then Saturn
Uranus
Neptune
Pluto ne planet Eris
and the planet Eris
amanya go gonagola bagaba satan
all those names you see there of the devils
esiyo kakateri ne linye
the only planet with the rightful name it's the planet earth
wanga yeri nyale oli direct in bible
its name it's direct in the bible
ne gali amara gaba katonda ba roma
all the others they are of gods of the romans
Katonda tayaziwa manya gali direct.
God did give them names which are direct.
Yazirekera Adam.
He left them to Adam.
Atume
to name them.
Mwe mwe ba Adam.
You the Adams.
Yatumaka emwenda naziwa Adam
to. The rest gave him Adam to name them.
Wanga byamaru kore nsoro nebuka
name.
Alireta Adam arabebwa ana.
Animal insect birds brought to Adam see what he called them.
Adam urokuba yonone ko mutu.
Adam because God corrupted in the head. I speak you who came from Adam.
Come
to name planets after names of the devils. Because in Acts chapter 14, for example, like planet Mercury or Jupiter, these are name of gods who are worshipped in Rome.
There
are those who say, what are we on now? We are in the heavenly journey.
We
began to move now.
We
moved from planet to other planets.
Ebikola by'abatume esule ye 14 n'olunyiriri olwe 11.
Acts chapter 14 from verse 11.
Ebibiina bwe baalaba Paulo kyakoze ne bayimusa amaloboozi gaabwe nga boogera mu lulimi olulukoyaniya nti bakatonda basaje tuli nga bafaanana abantu.
And when the people saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying in the speech of Lycaonians, the gods are come down to us in the likeness of men. Verses 12.
Barunaba ne bamuyita Jupiter, ne Paulo ne bamuyita Mercury, kubanga ye yasinga okwogera.
And they called Barnabas Jupiter, and Paul Mercury, because he was the chief speaker. Yes. Those were gods of the Romans, the demons, the fallen angels, the gods who never created heaven and earth. Spoken of in Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 11. You can read for me there. Now those. Now because we are in revival, we have to tell this to them. Those planets, those are not their rightful names. Read me, we see. Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 11.
Bwe muti we mamubagamba nti bakatonda abatakola gulu nansi abo balibula munsi n'okuva wansi w'eggulu.
Thus shall you say unto them, the gods that have not made the heavens and the earth, even they shall perish from the earth and from under these heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Jeremiah 10 verse 11. That gods who never created heavens and earth, they will perish. You know,
Rome.
Roman Catholic Church. They connect well with this organization of NASA. And they decided
in
discovering creations of God, including planets, to name them after names of the devils. Those two, we have to do revival on them. I think you see revival. It handles from planet Earth. It gets out of it. It goes to other planets. We have many man much to speak of them. What is on both planets?
In
the things written in the Bible. The heavenly journey moved and checked out everything God spoke in the Holy Scriptures.
As
from his prophets who were there from the beginning.
It
took me to see the real life of the Bible and to preach it to you in its real life. What it speaks of, where is it found? These images are not to be worshipped. That is true. Your Bible is real, and we just show you where it, everything is found. We show you the life of the Bible. And we are ready to build them in the 3D animations. And there will be videos to see everything very well. Praise Jesus much. As God says, He said, I'll write them on the tablet. Anytime I came from there, I noted it down. And I was home. You know when you begin life out there, and I had our mattress with my wife, with our children. Now I'll chase them from the mattress, and that's the table I draw all the things. Everything I went started in the journey of heaven, I had to sit down, draw it down as it has been. Praise Jesus much. But the real truth, all they have to be revived, to be known the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever. Anytime we left all the planets, we proceeded on in the kingdom of the sun, the kingdom of the moon, the sun, and the stars, in the firmament of the heaven. They are not on heaven like buttons attached on
this.
From where the stars end to reaching heaven, the distance is very far. From planet Earth to go where the stars are, heaven is a bit far. The stars are right in the airspace. God put them there. What surprise, they are bigger than planet Earth. Those stars you see. But because you see them from far, you know our eyes, they see when they move on narrowing. Now the stars you see, these are smaller things. They are right there, they are living. Every star is made up of four angels. They worship, they praise, they count times and seasons. It's an entire kingdom.
iranga bwe yasoko kugera mu ruberebere sura esoka
ndazi first spoke in the Genesis chapter 1
nonyo re 14
and the verse 14 up to 16
agamba bwati
and he says like this
oruberebere sura esoka no runyiriri ore 14
Genesis chapter 1 from verse 14
katonda nayo garanti wabewe byaka mubanga eliye gulu byaulenge emisana nechiro bibenga ngobo bonero nebiro nenaku nemiyaka
and God said let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years
urinyore 15
verse 15
bibenga ngetabaza mubanga eliye gulu byakenga kunsi bwechityo bwechali
and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth and it was so
urinyore 16
verse 16
katonda nakole byaka bibiri ebinene ekyake kisinga obunene okufuga ngemisana n'ekyake kitono okufuga ngekiro era nemmonyenye
and God made two great lights the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night
yes,
he made the stars also
yes yebazibunyo
praise Amen. Jesus much
yabiteke eri mubanga
lye put them up in the firmament
biri mubanga
lye they're right in the airspace
ebyemmonyenye bigazi
concerning the stars these are things brought
atenda biladanga obudde
butu and I see the time has left us
subira tutandikirawo
nyinyi I expect to begin right from there
kubange munyenyezo
because those stars
nene nokushinga ensiza
fezo they are bigger than all these other planets of ours
ndo kusina muyobo mukama agaba
and according to Job God says
asinzire inara bo buwanvu bwazo
that he bases there he sees their height
echo kulala
the other
katonda azimanyi
God
namba namanya
knows them by name and their number
zisinza ziwereza mukama
they worship they serve God
njube ino kwakanga ebiragiro
bwe jibu the sun has to give light as the commands given it
ate ino kusindike mere munsi
and it has to send food within this earth
kubanga katonda muyateka store yeme
for within it God put the store of food
manyi mutaka yoteri yombe
you know in the ground there is no food
kutuka ngenjuba yigitende
until the sun is put it under there
ebyo nabiryawo
all those they are there
yobwa kabaka bwo
of the kingdom of heaven
tutani surugendo
lwe we've begun the heavenly journey but because of time
yakusaba enchafu butuka emisinde
we still tomorrow come early
nero obudde bwatutaganyizibwa
today time a bit caught us because of rainfall
butuka emisinde kubatugenda kusimbula ko
kuva wenyine you're going to move you right from there
tweyongereyo
and we proceed on
uduke kumulya kuguru
and you reach the heaven
murekero mulyango
guru we order the door of heavens
eri lyeguru eri okuna mukutondebwa
yolengera the fourth created heaven you see
eri kole kitundu
echa which makes up the rim below
tumane tugenda mchundu cha waguru
then we shall go to the rim above
what your heaven is satu
zino kula find three heavens we have to see there
then to know kuma tugenda waguru
then we have to finish go above the heavens
undani kwani
nkome at the beginning and the end
uruva nyuma
after
tuno kuingira mugweja nese
have to enter in the new heavens and the new earth that found above the heavens
ata tuno kugenda okusuka
then we have to go beyond the new heavens and the new earth in the everlasting
katonda wafujaitibwe ekigambo katonda atagwa
where God is called the what the everlasting God
gotoma nje kivana ekiveyo
don't know where it comes from but it comes right from above the heavens beyond above the heavens beyond new heavens new earth
eyo katonda jata komereje
God where is everlasting is where we were.
Wange gomanyika tonda chiyakora.
You know what God did?
Atonda yatuwo mukisha.
God blessed us.
Akati twagala kulinda kulala.
Now we don't want any more waiting.
Twagala kwebaza mukama na mazina.
Thank God with the dancings. Yes.
Abantu sokati babirambula.
Those who first were here we never explained them well.
Tulioke tubate tumugende mu mulemu atefu abagendo kweyongera
we are going to proceed on we move
natuyimbira mukama
as we sing for the Lord
he
yes